To you who hear, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. Friends, this morning we're given a very tall order, and it's natural to ask, is this even possible to live this way? Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. Yes, we may ask ourselves, is it possible to do these things? Because these things are hard. But we're also reminded that Jesus only commands what is possible. Jesus only commands, in fact, what he makes possible. Jesus makes this possible with the power of his grace. Each one of us can name our enemies. We can name our enemies. We can name those who hate us. We can name those who have done wrong to us. We can name those who have mistreated us. Who is that person? When I've named these, you've probably already called them to mind. Most of us, maybe we can even provide a list, right? There was one time that I came across a book, and the title of it was, Everybody Needs to Forgive Somebody. And that is incredibly true. Each one of us here, we all have at least one person that we need to forgive. Brothers and sisters, this morning Jesus desires. He desires to bring us this freedom. He desires to bring us this liberation. He calls us, be merciful as your Father is merciful. One of the most difficult things that we do on our own is to forgive and to love our enemy. That is one of the most difficult things that we can do on our own. And the reason it's difficult is because the power to forgive doesn't come from us. The power to forgive does not come from you. It does not come from me. It comes from God. We can only forgive with his grace. We can only forgive if we ask him for the power to forgive. And so, friends, this morning, do not let unforgiveness weigh you down any longer. Ask Jesus for that power. Ask Jesus for the power to forgive my enemy, to forgive that person who has mistreated me, to forgive that person who has cursed me or has mistreated me. Jesus wants to liberate us. He wants to give us the freedom to forgive. There's a very beautiful story that I'd like to share with you about the power of forgiveness. About 100 years ago in a little town in southern Italy called Nettuno, it's on a farm a little south of Rome, there was a little girl named Maria Goretti. Maria had four younger siblings and an older brother. Her mother was a widow, her father having died of malaria when she was a little girl. Maria, along with her siblings and her mother, worked on the farm along with a neighboring family. And that neighboring family had a 19-year-old son named Alessandro, who began to cause trouble for Maria. He began to boss her around and began making advances towards her. And Maria would do anything that she could to get away from Alessandro. She would constantly pray for God's protection from the evil intentions of this boy. On July the 5th, 1902, as Maria was working in the house, Alessandro made an excuse to go into the house and coerce Maria. She shouted, "No, it is a sin. God does not want it." Maria refused to tarnish her purity, and Alessandro murdered her for it. She died a martyr's death. Maria Goretti was martyred for her faith in Christ. She was willing to die rather than to have her purity taken from her. Maria Goretti was beatified in 1947, and she was later canonized in 1950. But that's not the most remarkable part of this story. The most notable part of this story is that as Maria was dying, she was rushed to the local hospital, and she was visited by a priest. Maria was able to go to confession, and she was able to receive viaticum. Viaticum is, as you know, is the last time that a person receives Holy Communion before their death. When the priest asked Maria if she forgave Alessandro for what he did, she responded, she said, "Yes, and I want him to be in paradise with me one day." She died on July the 6th, 1902. Alessandro, however, remained unrepentant. He remained unrepentant and was given a sentence of 30 years in prison. About 8 years into his sentence, Maria appeared to him in a dream and gave him a bouquet of lilies, a symbol of purity. When Alessandro awoke, he called a priest to confess his sins. And when he was released from jail many years later, he went to visit Maria's mother to ask her for forgiveness. When he asked her, she responded, "Alessandro, Maria forgave you, God has forgiven you, and I too forgive you." Both of them, this is a beautiful thing, both of them, Mrs. Goretti and also Alessandro, were both present in St. Peter's Square when she was declared a saint in 1950. The example of St. Maria Goretti shows us the meaning of Jesus' words: love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. You know, it is easy to love those who love us. And at times, it seems almost impossible to love our enemies. Nevertheless, this is the love that we as Christians are called to. We are called, friends, to love heroically. That is what it means to love as Christ loves and to be merciful as Jesus is merciful. Most people, it's easy to shun our enemies. But we who claim to be followers of Christ must be different in this regard. Christ not only calls us to love our enemies, but he also calls us to love them by praying for them. This is what St. Maria Goretti did. And look what happened. Maria's prayers and forgiving her enemy brought about his conversion, to Jesus Christ. And so, friends, as we approach the Lord in this altar today, let us also call to mind, who is that person that I need to forgive? Who is that person that has mistreated me or wronged me? Pray for them. Pray for them. And do not let any unforgiveness hold you back any longer. Be free. Be liberated and be merciful as our Heavenly Father has been merciful to us. Amen.